Okay, continuing on with our week three NFL picks, we're going to do our wild cards. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio picking the games. You can check their podcast out on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the Facebook and Twitters and all that fun stuff. Wild card games. We each pick our own. Brad, you want to go first?
Sure. Which Baltimore Ravens team are we getting this week? You know, they looked really good in week one against a terrible Buffalo team, and then they looked okay before slowly imploding over against the Cincinnati team. You know, people are already calling for Joe Flacco's head, but if you look at his career arc, he's never played well in Cincinnati, but he's got like a 760 winning percentage at home, and they get Denver at home this week. I was able to watch the Denver versus Raider game, and Case Keenum has not been good. He's got, what, four picks to three touchdown passes. He's thrown the ball like a 59% completion rate against a Baltimore defense, and he's going to be on the road. I don't see that playing out very well for him. You know, Denver did some dumb things in the first half of that game, and I think that they're going to, you know, they've had the benefit of being at home. They beat Seattle, and they beat the Raiders. And so I think, you know, now they're on the road. It's Baltimore's home opener, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, you know, Joe Flacco is so good at home. Case Keenum has not shown that he's a major upgrade over the guys that they had in Denver previously. And I just think that that Baltimore defense is going to be the difference. And I think Baltimore wins what is probably a low scoring game.
All right, Ben, your wild card.
Nice. I'm going with Chargers Rams.
Possibly the game of the week.
Yeah, this has potential.
The battle of LA.
Who's going to win the title of LA? And unfortunately, I think that's going to be the Rams. You know, Chargers are, as of now, still without Joey Bosa. He's got a bruised foot, so he's going to be out for potentially another 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how he comes back. So that's going to be a big factor for them. He is obviously, you know, anchors that defense. And Rivers, you know, even though he's a yard machine. You know, he's over at 51,000 career yards. So the guy can throw it up there. But the most interesting thing that I found is that the Rams are averaging about 33 points a game. The Chargers are at about 30. So they're pretty evenly matched there. But the allowed points, Chargers are allowing 29, whereas the Rams are only stopping at 6.5. Oof. So at this point, it's pretty clear Rams are going to come ahead. They are, you know, barring major injuries or a complete meltdown, they are Super Bowl bound, so it's going to be Rams all the way.
My wild card is going to be the Bengals over the Panthers. There's something going on in Cincinnati that's making these guys play at a higher level than I thought they would play this year. And the Panthers suddenly, in week three, are looking at sort of like a must win, because who knew the Bucs would be good, at least in the first two games? You know, we all thought it'd be Atlanta and the Panthers and the Saints, but now the Bucs are like, hey, us too.
Yeah.
Look at me. So that probably won't last, I'm guessing, in Tampa Bay, but until it doesn't, now it's a four team race instead of maybe two or three. So I don't know, the Panthers, I think, have to try to really, really win this game, but I think the Bengals are going to do it. I'm going Bengals.
I like it.
Well, you can check out these picks online, and you can relive our past picks. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could see how we did.
Just my wife does.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll keep them up there then. 977theriver.com. Just click on the Sports Buzz. We'll do Beer 30 on the way.